Chapter 57, A Tin Heart Beating. I think you will find that I was telling you about my education, my years of growth and adjustment, scavenging and collecting, hunting and gathering of a kind. I got up and fell down, as we all must do, mustn't we? Looking for myself all over the place, like a water diviner with a magic stick. I gate-crashed classes at university to see what they were made of and if whatever it was could in some way help me. Wearing my groundsman boots and pajama bottoms, they thought I was some kind of hoax or simply crazy. They were all right, I mean all right, but I wanted to do something worthwhile with my strife, map out my way and invest in means. I wanted to infiltrate and dilate. I was looking for cognitive depth and ignition. I wanted to hitch up to life's parade. I wanted to build something I could call my own. I familiarized myself with parabolas and proportion, took life drawing classes and drew on life. I pored over the golden mean, spending afternoons in the library with Buck Fuller and his geodesic contraptions, Mies van der Rohe and Corbusier, charming lines. I made forays into organic forms and urbanism, but all the while infinitely distracted by Ragdoll, this band I had joined, and their particular gift for noise, and also the fetching gap between Mel's front teeth and a dimple in her chin. It was the combination that got me in, and many a sleepless night was had, for one reason or another, tossing and turning or lying stock still, wondering what on earth it was about a gap that could be so endearing. I mean, what attracts one more? What is there or what is not? Must merely be a product of the imagination. It was this that drove me on towards otherness. This that overloaded my circuits and derailed my train, positively hurled me towards the alternative ways. It was something going around for a time, like herpes or flu. Her lovers came and went, girls and boys alike, leaving the sheet screwed up like a large beige rose in the middle of the mattress, or else it was you lying there watching shadows of leaves dancing on the ceiling and the wind while Mel was off on her next great adventure, out in the street in singlet and work boots, kicking her Vespa into life, disappearing into blue cloud of two-stroke smoke, racket of revving engine, a tin heart beating too fast, tearing up the night, ripping up the valley.